The BBC presents My Music. A radio panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Hello. Once again, My Music, with the cast unchanged, which means that on my right are Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden, and on my left, David Franklin and Frank Muir. First round, how to win 2 marks without even breaking into a light sweat. Ian, you first. Who wrote this and what did he call it?
Gustav Holst, and he called it Jupiter.
The...
From the planets.
Yes,
sweep.
Jupiter, the bringer of... Do you know the subtitle?
Oh, jollity,
yes.
Laughter.
Jupiter, the bringer of jollity from the planets. And there's 2 marks for you for a start. Dennis, what's this, and who wrote it?
Richard Rogers.
Yes.
Victory at sea, the bringer of dried eggs.
And at that stage in our fortunes, it was, yes. Victory at sea, Richard Rogers, 2 marks. David, here's yours.
Haven't you?
Yes.
The impish look in your eyes.
Really? Mozart.
Yes.
A symphony is somewhere in the mid-30s.
Yes. Very mid-30s.
Hafner.
Yes. Symphony number 35 by Mozart, known as the Hafner. 2 marks for David Franklin. It's Frank. See if you can get 2.
Sorry, my partner keeps muttering composers I've never heard of. This is a Spanish tune.
Tune, yes.
Basically, yes.
Yes.
It has a Spanish thing about it.
Much more Spanish than the composer.
Ah.
Chabria.
That's a wine. It's a Spanish tune. It's something Espanol.
Yes. That gets you 5 marks, doesn't it? Out of
the...
Would you say...
Capriccio... Thank you, madam. The Capriccio Espanol.
Capriccio by Boccaccio, is that?
No. Capriccio Espanol.
Capriccio Espanol.
I'll have 2 Capriccio Espanol and chips.
And a bottle of...
Zabellione.
And a bottle of...
Chabrier.
No, not a bottle of Chabrier. Actually, a bottle of Rimsky-Korsakov would go better with that.
Thank you for your help, Steve.
So it's 1 mark out of 2. Next round. Ian, why should a musician have cause to remember the phrase, "My dog has fleas"?
Is it one of these things like the tuning of a ukulele?
It is
A, D, F sharp, B.
Exactly that. It's a mnemonic for the tuning notes of the ukulele, usually A, D, F sharp, B. Yes.
I learned the ukulele with one of these do-it-yourself tutors by a Mr. Keach.
Go on, or else you'll answer all the next 3 questions.
Oh.
1 mark for you out of 1. Dennis, who performed upon the ukulele during a famous maritime disaster?
Oh, yes.
Yes,
it's
with
the
who?
Tale of the Nancy Lee, the ship that got shipwrecked at sea. As though it was possible to get shipwrecked on the, on the Pennine chain. And the captain's name was Captain Brown, and he played his ukulele as the ship went down.
Yes, yeah. And you've got your mark. Captain Brown, in fact, was the name of the captain. David, what is the correct way to spell ukulele?
There isn't one correct way to spell ukulele. There are two forms. U-K-U-L-E-L-E and U-K-E-L-E-L-E.
Yes, according to your choice of dictionary, the Oxford English Dictionary gives actually the one, U-K-U-L-E-L-E. You have your mark. Frank, if you like a ukulele lady, what will she do?
Ukulele lady like you.
Thank you. That's it for a mark. If you like a ukulele lady like a you follows.
I thought I hadn't got to the pith of it.
Here are some varied bits of music. Three marks if you can name the three instruments heard in each case, like, say, trumpet, trombone and harp, or whatever they might prove to be. Ian, what are these three instruments for three marks?
Oh, that's rather difficult. Well, I can hear a bassoon for a start. That's
yes,
the one on the bottom.
That was on the bottom, yes.
Was there, by any chance, a flute there?
I don't know until you tell me. Why?
Oh, I see. You're going to play it like that. Yes. Yes, well, I think there might have been a flute.
No, there wasn't a flute.
Well, there's nothing like putting your toe in the water. There was something rather metallic there inside. They were all woodwind.
Trombone. Try trombone.
They were all woodwind, yes.
They were all woodwind, right. And so there was a clarinet there.
Yes, and that's your three guesses, and you got two out of the three. On top was an oboe, in the middle was a clarinet, yes. And then the bottom was a bassoon.
He's being ruthless this round.
Two out of
watch
three.
Out.
Three instruments again. Dennis, your turn.
Well, there was a drum.
well done. Yes. Well done.
Whether it was at the bottom, in the middle, or stuck halfway, I don't know. Then there was that funny thing that was either a man playing a flute with rather ill-fitting teeth.
or
something that wasn't a flute. I think there was another bit of rhythm.
Yes, have a shot.
It might have been a guitar.
Yes, there's two out of three.
But what that...
A very popular Quailer instrument, the tin whistle.
Oh.
Or penny whistle. It was great for... Little Lemmy was a great performer on it. That was Alex Bexlampura. Anyway, the tin whistle was on top, then the guitar and drums, two out of three for you. David Franklin, three instruments for you.
Drums, electric organ, and a guitar. Electric guitar.
Yes, but still not quite good enough. Electric.
Electric guitar not good enough?
No, we need another word. Electric.
Bass guitar.
Yes.
It's the only other
Fair
word
enough,
that
yes.
goes with guitar.
Electric organ, drums, including a tambourine, which the drummer was playing, as well as his ordinary drum kit, and a bass
That's
guitar.
Clever.
Yes, that. I think three out of three is fair enough there. Frank, in your case... In your case, there are six different instruments audible. You get your three marks if you can name any three of them.
There was a drum in there.
Oh, well, the drum's just not good enough, is it? Some sort of a drum.
Well, it wasn't very adequate, but it was there. There was a triangle.
Yes, there was a triangle.
There was a thing which could have been a Moog synthesizer.
No.
Or could be something that a Moog was synthesizing.
No. They're all legitimate, straightforward percussion instruments.
Oh, are they?
Yes.
That's very clever.
Yes.
Cymbal.
Yes.
Temple block.
The instrument that sounded a bit like a Moog gong or something, Moog gong, was in fact a cymbal. Temple blocks. I think you've had a...
That rectangular box with a slit in it.
No.
That goes tock, tock.
No, wood block. No, that wasn't there. You've got two out of three, I think. There was a tenor drum, a snare drum, bongos, triangle, castanets, and a cymbal. So, two out of three.
Oh, well.
At the moment, David Franklin, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, Dennis Norden, 10 marks each. It's a tie. So far. This next round concerns a subject we don't often refer to in this series, chamber music. Ian, Death and the Maiden became part of a quartet. What did The Trout become part of?
Well, The Trout was originally a song about a trout.
Almost the only thing I didn't ask, wasn't it?
Well, I thought you...
Background information, Ian.
You might like a little more information about it.
I'm writing it all down.
Yes. This trout that was very hard done by this man who came along and muddied the water so that the trout wouldn't see the bait. It was what fishermen have been doing ever since. And for some reason, Schubert decided to use this again in a quintet, of which one movement
to know.
Is based on this song.
How right you are for 2 marks, a quintet the trout became part of. Dennis, where would
can
you...
Can you just hold it? Have you got your pen in your hand, Ian?
Yes, I have.
Have you? Right.
Yes.
Yes, you may proceed now.
Yes.
Dennis, where would you find the bird, the frog, the lark, and the emperor?
I'm waiting for the moving finger to write. And it having writ, I will then move on.
Don't know. He's written...
It says the emperor concerto. I think it says the emperor concerto.
No, well, that wouldn't do, because there isn't a frog concerto, or a bird, or a lark.
While I was writing emperor, I thought, I don't remember the frog.
No.
let's press him on this, shall we? We're not going to give up. Do these all occur in one work, or are they all...
No, they're all a similar kind of work, and I did say the round concerns chamber music, so it's not terribly difficult, is it?
In other words, they're all...
chamber music.
Trios.
No. They're all
it Haydn... sounds like a card game of some kind.
They're all Haydn string quartets. Nicknamed.
We were only one off. Yeah. We said a trio.
That's
actually,
why I said...
you can't be expected to find them if they're Haydn.
David, Beethoven wrote at the top of one of his string quartet movements a hymn of thanksgiving in the Lydian mode offered to God by a convalescent. What's a Lydian mode?
Now, this may take some time, and I think we'll save time if you read out the answer that you've got, and I'll tell you whether you're right.
There are various
modes. Imagine the key, for instance, of C, although a mode's got nothing at all to do with keys.
Mode
it C. is a pattern within which composers worked. And if you can imagine the key of C major, if, for instance, you flatten the E, or you put the F up, or you sharpen the G, or flatten the A, or flatten the B, with each of these you get different modes.
David,
you can't get better than that, at least not from me you can't.
That's absolutely marvellous. And you mentioned the Lydian mode among the various modes that you described there. So I'm standing by here on my keyboard instrument to play you an ordinary scale, an ordinary major mode, as you might say.
It's good, isn't it?
And here's the Lydian mode.
Ah, the F sharp.
Never sell. You'll never sell.
No, never sell a copy. So you get 2 marks and bells on. Frank, what would you find immediately above a G string?
surely the belly of the instrument.
Well, it's true in a sense, yes.
Or the H. Hang on, that doesn't sound right. No, no.
Your partner can help you, I think, over this.
My dog has
above, in the pitch sense, the G string.
E. No, no, no.
My ukulele used to be da 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 da.
No, it would be immediately above the G string, would be the C.
I know I used to play it on the beach, but it wasn't. It's C string.
Honestly, no. Not above a G string. You'd have to be an instrument tuned in fourths.
You are incompetent.
Offhand.
In some areas, it's utterly astonishing how you've got where you were.
I think one mark out of two is called for. A D string would be above a G string on the violin, viola, cello, and I suppose.
I thought you said below it.
No. I wouldn't be so foolhardy as to say that. It shows the sort of a mind you've got. One mark out of two. Next round, and opera questions, and at the very least a chance to listen to some splendid singing, if not actually to pick up any marks. Or do I malign you? Yes. We'll see, anyway. Ian, who is this, and in what role?
The tendency always is to say Chaliapine on these sort of occasions, but it's not.
No. Too well recorded for a start.
No, it's not. It's a different era of sound altogether. Mm. So one draws a bit of a bow at adventure, but I would say it was Boris Christoph.
Playing?
Boris Godunov.
Yes, and there's two marks. Dennis, you can have help from your partner on this opera question, you'll be delighted to know. As a matter of fact, you can have help from the audience too, if it turns out to be necessary. It's rather interesting. This is a simple question. Who is the composer? Dennis first.
I've never seen so many blank faces. It's generally a little kind of as you can see going on. People just looking at each other. It's rather like one of those blokes who comes out and does a conjuring act and he opens his handkerchief and there's no dub there. Who is the who's the lyric writer? I'll settle for that. No? Who is the publisher? No? Ian.
It was a duet.
Yes.
Well, it was a duet writer. And this fellow could write duets.
And it was beautifully sung.
He could write good stuff.
By Marianne Schecht and Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau.
Well, it was beautifully sung. And one thought at first go off that this was a bit of slightly offbeat Puccini, and then one thought there was a sort of Verdi rhythm, but it was a more modern sound than Verdi.
No.
No. What did one end up with?
One ended up with the feeling that it was a little more modern than Verdi, although it was this it was the baritone sounded was putting in a sort of Verdi.
Might have helped if you'd spotted the language in which it was sung.
Didn't spot the language. No.
Well,
wasn't a language.
Well, I must admit that it sounded.
I mean, it was beautifully sung, but the diction wasn't.
I thought it sounded rather like Puccini in places, later like Verdi and so on. It wasn't. David, do you happen to know?
No.
Did you get it? Audience, who was the composer? Any ideas?
Who?
No.
Who?
Right. I shall have to tell you, the language was German, it was from the Flying Dutchman, and it was by Wagner.
Oh, she got it right. She got it right.
Lady down there?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Where were you when I needed you?
Go home, dear, and put the kettle on. David, your turn now. What is this character's name, and whom does he work for?
Oh, wie will ich triumphieren, wenn sie euch zum Richter führen. Und die Held sie schnüren zu, schnüren zu. Und die Held sie schnüren zu, schnüren zu. Schnüren zu. Und die Held sie schnüren zu, schnüren zu.
It's a really kinky piece of casting. Because he's the overseer of a harem.
Yes.
And you know what they generally do to overseers of harems?
You have to be cut out for the job.
Yes. Precisely. And after that, cast a bass in it. Really kinky.
He was.
It's Osmeen.
Yes, and what his job is the...
He's the overseer of the...
Right, the Pasha's steward in... Mozart's.
In Turkey.
Yes, in the opera...
In the opera which you call Seraglio, which I call Obstinately Die Entführung.
Why aren't I allowed to call it Seraglio?
Because it was written in German.
So what do you call The Bartered Bride, written in Czech?
Well, I don't know. I'd never call it that. But if you're going to refer to it in its original language, then refer to it in its original language and not in another translation of the original language.
I see.
That, I think, is the rule, see.
The Bartered Bride is all right because it's not a translation.
Because I don't know Czech.
Fair enough. Fair
enough. What would you call Die Entführung in English, David?
Well, the elopement.
The elopement. Uh-huh. Frank, yours coming up, and it's the end of something. So the curtain falls on the second act of what?
It's the end of the recording equipment, I think. Is it Ada?
No.
Yes.
Aida, sweet as apple, Saida.
Saida, yes. It is by...
Thank you, madam.
By...
Madam, who's it by?
Verdi.
Wherever you got it from, you are right, and you get 2 marks. Marvellous. It was the
closing...
I'm sorry
I've been able to help there, Frank, but I was never on the stage in that act.
It's been always the same last week.
It was blacking up for it. Sure.
You were trying to think of a name in Welsh, weren't you?
In this last round, the answer in each case lies somewhere in the words of a song. No need to sing the song, except in Ian's case. In fact, we're saving you till the end, Ian, so as to get some nice singing to close with. So, it's Dennis first. Dennis, what is your opinion of flying in a 2-seater plane at too great an elevation?
Too high. Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Flying too high with some guy in the sky is my idea of nothing to do.
Yes, it comes from...
I Get a Kick Out of
You by Cole Porter. 1 mark, yes. David... What happened, respectively, to the 2 blue-clad girls? Yes.
I married your mother. And
I married his mother.
And you were the other.
And she was the other.
And I am my grandmother's... I could never work that out. One was your mother, I married the other.
I'm sure.
And now we have drifted apart.
I'm sure you're within the forbidden degrees. One little girl in blue, lad, who won your father's heart, became your mother, I married the other, but now we have drifted apart. Good enough.
That's right. Yeah.
Frank, your turn.
Yes, thank you.
What was it that finally ground to a halt after going on without stopping for 90 years?
My grandfather's clock.
Yes, it stopped short.
Short and never to go again when the old man died.
Pom, pom, pom. Thank you for a mark. And finally, Ian Wallace, tell us what the brass player told you. The brass player.
Trumpeter, what are you sounding now? Is it the call I'm seeking? You'll know the call, said the trumpet at all, when my trumpet goes a-speaking. I'm rousing them up, I'm waking them up. The tents are astir in the valley, and there's no more sleep with the sun's first peep. For I'm sounding the old reveille.
Da 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 da.
Coda by David Franklin, song by Ian Wallace. It's a victory this week, as we end my music, by 3 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. The questions were compiled by our chairman, Steve Race, and the program was produced for the BBC by Tony Shryan.